Crank up those subwoofers, dude, and check this out.
Everything is awesome.
It's time for the 2019 LEGO Indie Music Awards right here on CowboyJoeRadio.com. Featuring 8 categories, new music from the Cranberry Merchants, and more. Who will win? Tonight's featured nominees are Alan Wayne and Ash Gilligan, Clint Mitchell, Struthy, The Delirium Trees, Duzzy Clayton, Glennie's Rudd, Holly Nicole Combs and her alien love child Cletus, Jacob Brina, the renegade Jason Ray Welsh, and his partner in crime, Debbie Cooper, Jeff Rickett, Jennifer Mlott, Jim and Carol Cannoli, John Vanacker, John K.T. Lindley, Jordan Adler, Joshua Falls, and Harry Bear, Madison Mueller, Marielle Morgan, Mikal Tauber, Mitch Oliver, Nathan Ames, Raymond Rowe and Pussycat, Rick Landstrom, Ron Campbell and Fred the Penguin, Shelly McRobbie, Tammany Dove, and Tim Dooley. Good luck to all the nominees. It's time for the 2019 LEGO Indie Music Awards exclusively on CowboyJoeRadio.com. No matter what happens, you're all champions. And now, tonight's hosts, Jeff Rickett from CowboyJoeRadio.com and Steve and Diane Moore from the Cranberry Merchants.
The 2019 LEGO Indie Music Awards right here on CowboyJoeRadio.com. My name is Lump. I have our co-hosts, Steve and Diane Moore from the Cranberry Merchants. They are on the show with us, and it's them, or Diane or Steve, I don't know who started this whole LEGO creation, but the spoof started on fire. And who started this, guys? Tell us the backstory on the LEGO creations.
Well, it all started actually as just a joke. We had some little Lego figures of ourselves that we put in the Going Nowhere video. It was like a quick little 1 second clip, but everybody latched onto it. And so we're like, oh, well, that's kind of cool. People like this. So we started using the figures for a couple ads on social media. And then other people started asking us, hey, can you do one of us? And before we knew it, we had over 30 different musicians in Lego form.
Yeah, it's something that is just completely spun out of control. But it spun so far out of control, you thought, well, let's do our own LEGO Indie Music Awards. And we even got the ISA approval.
Yes.
Yeah, and actually, you know, Tammany from ISA, she's like one of the biggest fans of this whole LEGO thing. So she was so easy to get on board for it.
Well, she likes her LEGO figurine.
That's so much fun.
That's all it is. Now, prizes. Discuss if you win a prize today. What are they going to win?
Each winner will get 3 ISA stickers from Tammany. They'll also get a little digital certificate that has their LEGO figure featured in it. They get a song on this show, either that they chose themselves or if they didn't tell us one, we chose one for them. And, of course, the biggest prize is they get bragging rights that they won this title.
In your face, the Academy Awards.
In your face, I am a 2019 LEGO Indie Music Award winner. You can tout it. You can put it all over your social media, on your website, wherever. So we have, what, 9, 8 categories for the 2019 LEGO Indie Music Awards. They range from favorite indie music promoter to female dynamic duo, best likeness, brick chick musician of the year, brick star musician dude of the year. We got a non-human brick star of the year, the most adorable mini me, and our favorite indie music DJ. So let's get this started. Category one. It's the favorite indie music promoter. Here we go. The nominees were Ash Gilligan from Indie Star Radio, Mitch Oliver from Independent, and Ron Campbell from Penguin Productions. And who wins our first 2019 LEGO Indie Music Award?
The award goes to Ash Gilligan of Indie Star Radio.
Ash Gilligan of Indie Star Radio is the favorite indie music promoter. How do we want to say anything? How close was the race?
That was actually a very close race.
Yeah, that was a really close one. In fact, her and Ron Campbell were pretty much battling it out neck and neck for the whole entire 2 weeks. But she managed to just kind of squeak it out at about 42% of the vote.
So there it is. Favorite indie music promoter, Ash Gilligan from Indie Star Radio. Here's their mm-hmm. song, It's a Small World by D-Metal Stars Disney. We'll be back with the dynamic duo of the year. It's the 2019 LEGO Indie Music Awards right here on Cowboy Joe Radio. It's the 2019 LEGO Indie Music Awards right here on CowboyJoeRadio.com. It's sponsored by the International Singer-Songwriters Association. We have Steve and Diane Moore from the Cranberry Merchants on the show as our co-hosts of the 2019 LEGO Indie Music Awards, the duo behind the LEGO figures. Category 2, the dynamic duo of the year. Before we get into it, we have a joke for each category, or you know, to lead us in to each award. So here we go. Here's our first joke. How do you fix a broken tuba?
I don't know. How do you fix a broken tuba?
With a tuba glue.
Wow, that was bad.
All right, so category 2. The nominees for Dynamic Duo of the Year are Jim and Carol, it's the Cranberry Merchants merch table people from the ISA Awards, Jason Ray Welsh and Debbie Cooper, the Delirium Trees, and Holly Nicole Combs and the Area 51 Probe Fest Alien. They'll explain that. But the winner of our second 2019 LEGO Indie Music Award goes to...
And the award goes to the Delirium Trees.
Yes, Drew and Steve from the Delirium Trees. It was an awesome dynamic duo figurines.
Woo-hoo.
Congratulations to those guys. Now, Holly Nicole and our Area 51 Probe Fest Alien. Let's start the explanation to this story now, guys. What's going on here? Tell them the backstory.
Yeah, and it's funny because they almost won.
Yeah,
the Delirium Trees just barely got
I'm shocked they didn't, yes.
Now, Holly had she started an idea for producing some Spotify playlists with a bunch of indie artists, mostly just her friends that, you know, she was trying to help promote, but she would pick all kinds of like wacky themes to go around it. And the first one that she did, she was kind of playing off of the trend on social media where everyone was planning the raid on Area 51. And she thought it would be a cool idea to have, you know, just kind of a fictional indie music kind of festival called Probe Fest. And we were helping her promote it, and we, you know, showed a picture of her with this little alien standing in front of the gate to Area 51. So they kind of almost became a couple.
And
and the story really continues fun. As it's going to continue through our LEGO Indie Music Awards. So the alien and Holly Nicole Combe isn't going away just yet. So a big win though to Drew from the Delirium Trees. Yeah, that's probably the upset of the LEGO Indie Music Awards so far, wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I would agree.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
So let's award the Delirium Trees by playing one of their songs, Bound to Win. Maybe he was bound to win just because of this song. What's this song off, Diane?
It's from their first album, Paradise Will Be.
Paradise Will Be. Here it is. The Delirium Tree's Bound to Win. We'll be back with the best likeness to the real deal. That's next. It's the 2019 LEGO Indie Music Awards right here. Come with your radio. It's the 2019 LEGO Indie Music Awards right here on CowboyJoeRadio.com. I am Lump, and I am joined by our special co-hosts for tonight, Steve and Diane Moore from the Cranberry Merchants. You can go and check out their EP, In the Blood. It is out right now, and you do not want to go anywhere because they have brand new music that we are debuting on tonight's 2019 LEGO Indie Music Awards show. Okay, Category 3, guys. The best likeness to the real deal. All 30 contestants were nominated. Well, before we get to the winner, we're going to put you guys on the spot. What do you think? What is your guys' favorite figure that you've created?
I would say, well, for me, I would probably say Mariel Morgan, just because I thought all the pieces came together really well for her. It's like, once you have the gown and the face, it's like Diane found the hair, and it's like, that's Mariel.
I think I like the one of Jordan Adler the best.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, because the expression on the face and everything, just it looks just like him.
You put a baseball cap on, it's like, yep, that's Jordan.
Well, and you guys, we talked a little bit about your massive LEGO collection on our last show. But tell people, because, I mean, you guys, with these figures, you threw everything out. I didn't even know they had Legos for some of the stuff that you guys had. Tell us, I mean, you have a whole, what, it's underneath your stairs, the closet is just full of Legos?
Pretty much, yeah. Between that, and there's a store about, I don't know, about 40 minutes south of us. They are supposedly on their site, they say they are the biggest Lego store in the country.
And you guys have raided the entire place.
Yes, we got on there for special parts.
Yeah, because you can buy Lego just by the piece there. You don't even have to buy the whole sets. You can buy individual pieces.
Just in case you're missing that one piece.
You exactly. Can go
buy exactly.
One piece. That's incredible. That's funny. Has anyone asked if they could have their figure?
Yes, we've had several.
I'd imagine.
Yeah, and unfortunately, they're not up for grabs.
That's right.
They're your Legos, damn it. We'll send you a picture of it, but that's it. Not giving you my Legos. Okay, so Category 3, the best likeness to the real deal. All 30 contestants were nominated. The winner of the best likeness to the real deal. Who is it, guys?
Alan Wayne from Indie Star Radio.
Yes.
He pretty much ran away with that.
Wow, he ran away with it. The best likeness to the real deal, the winner, Alan Wayne for Indie Star Radio. He beat everybody out on that.
Yeah, one. I mean, I myself, well, personally, I thought if you've ever seen our merch table people, Jim Canole, he looked just like his too.
Yeah, that was basically a clone of him right out of the box.
Well, same way with Alan, he came out of the box that way. So it's like, we didn't even have to do anything, just put a baseball cap and there he is.
Well, hey, that's why he won. Congratulations to Alan, the best likeness to the real deal. Here's his song, Dancing With Myself. It's Billy Idol. We'll be back with the Brick Chick Musician of the Year. It's the 2019 LEGO Indie Music Awards right here on CowboyJoeRadio.com.
You're listening to the 2019 LEGO Indie Music Awards exclusively on CowboyJoeRadio.com.
It's the 2019 LEGO Indie Music Awards right here on CowboyJoeRadio.com. They're sponsored by the International Singer-Songwriters Association, and we are co-hosted tonight by our good friends Steve and Diane Moore from the Cranberry Merchants. They are on location in beautiful Georgia. We are here in the Cowboy Joe Studios in Sheridan, Wyoming. Category 4, guys, the Brick Chick Musician of the Year. The nominees, Jennifer Mlott, Madison Mueller, Tammany Dove, Mikal Tauber, Mariel Morgan, and Holly Nicole Combs. This had to be a tight race.
This one was an extremely tight race. And actually, it was tight like all six ways because all of these ladies got a lot of votes.
Yes, they did.
Well, let's see who is the Brick Chick Musician of the Year. Who won it all?
And the winner is Mikal Tauber.
Mikal Tauber. Wow. Big congratulations to Mikal. So this was what, like within percentage points? How close was this?
Yeah, it was actually for much of the vote for like at least the first week or so, Tammany was actually the one dominating. And then about a week in, Mikal finally kind of got word of what was going on. And she started advertising like crazy. And we saw her votes just shoot up.
Wow. Yeah. What the social media presence or what the fans can do sometimes is probably pretty amazing.
It's been interesting to just, I mean, we didn't do any voting ourselves. We just sat back and watched and from day to day, just, okay, who's winning what? And it's been interesting. I mean, it's been like having all your friends over for a party and just watching all of you play Rock'em Sock'em Robots. It's great.
Well, that was what I was going to talk to you guys about because your guys' figure started it all. I know that you guys are behind the awards, but you guys were not included in any of the categories.
Yeah,
because I mean, we figure we kind of had a head start on the whole voting thing, you know, or the whole advertising thing, I should say.
Yeah,
we didn't want to include ourselves in it and decided we'd be better off just hosting
and spectating.
Yeah. And it was very entertaining to do that.
It was incredible. Yeah, we were cheering section for everyone. So it's been a lot of fun.
Now, Mikal, do you guys know how much music she has? Because I looked her up on YouTube. She's got a bunch of videos. I don't know how many like actual albums does she have.
I don't know how many, but I know it's a lot. I mean, she's had a pretty lengthy career, you know, as an indie artist. Mm-hmm. So she is always writing. So I'm sure it's a pretty big catalog.
Well, let's hear one of her songs. It's Boom, 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 Boom. She won. Mikal Tauber. It's the 2019 LEGO Indie Music Awards right here. Can't wait to radio. It's the 2019 LEGO Indie Music Awards right here on CowboyJoeRadio.com. I am The Lump. I am co-hosting with our friend Steve and Diane Moore from the Cranberry Merchants. You can go check them out at CranberryMerchants.com. Their EP, In the Blood, is out now. Now, before we get to Category 5, I'm slipping as my hosting duties. I forgot our dumb jokes the last two categories. So here is one right now. What's the difference between a piano and a fish?
I think I actually know this bad joke.
Uh-oh.
You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
Look at that. Diane even knows the answer to our joke. Okay, well, then we have to hit you with another one. Here we go. What do you get when you throw a piano down a mine shaft?
I don't know. What do you get?
A flat minor. Okay, so Category 5, the Brick Star Musician Dude of the Year. Mikal Tauber just won the Brick Chick Musician of the Year if you're just joining the 2019 LEGO Indie Music Awards. Here we go. The nominees are Tim Dooley from Night Owl Country Band, Jacob Bryna from Indie Butterfly's Dream, Nathan Ames from Wall of Cain, The Renegade, Jason, Ray, Welsh, John, KT, Lindley from Sudler's Row, and Clint Mitchell from the Shoals. Lot of guys there. Who is the winner of the Brick Star Musician Dude of the Year?
The winner is the lovely, talented, and very nearly housebroken Jacob from Indie Butterfly's Dream.
Look at that. Jacob from Indie Butterfly's Dream gets the Brick Star Musician Dude of the Year. Now, how was this one compared to the Brick Chick? Was this just as close?
Actually, no. I think he pretty well owned this category the whole time.
Yeah, I think he was super excited about being in this. When I posted the ad for it, I think he was the first one to comment, and he was like, oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. And he just went to town advertising after that.
It paid off for him. He is the Brick Star Musician Dude of the Year. Now, Jacob, I'm trying to think, what's his figure? Is he driving? What do you guys have him doing?
Well, he was, I think, actually the first figures that we did outside of the band, where he had posted a picture of himself playing a guitar. He was like sitting on a bench or something.
That's right, yeah.
And I had just kind of imitated the picture because he was one of the ones getting into the Lego thing. So I posted that as a joke, and we started going back and forth with it. And we later posted a picture of him like all drunk on the ground and getting arrested or something like that.
He's our fall guy.
he's the fall guy. Jacob, he's got brand new music out, Justice for Kurt. What do you guys think of the song?
I love it. Pretty much anything that Indie Butterfly's Dream puts out, I mean, it's just, that's just gold. I think it's awesome.
It is about Kurt Cobain. Here is the song. It's Justice for Kurt by Indie Butterfly's Dream. Going like those guys and follow them everywhere. It's the Brick Star Musician Dude of the Year. Congratulations to Jacob. It's the 2019 Lego Indie Music Awards. We will be back with the non-human Brick Star of the Year. That's next. Cowboy Joe Radio. It's the 2019 Lego Indie Music Awards right here on CowboyJoeRadio.com. It's sponsored by the International Singer-Songwriters Association, and it is all from the creation, the minds of Steve and Diane Moore from the Cranberry Merchants. They are hosting this huge party with us now. Guys, we're almost halfway there. Category 6, 7, and 8 are left. Category 6, the non-human Brick Star of the Year. The nominees are Harry Bear from Pure Beat Radio. It's their mascot. Pussycat from the Independence Network's Studio Cat. Fred the Penguin. It's a figment of Ron Campbell's imagination that represents Penguin Productions. And Alan Wayne and Holly Nicole Combs' alien love child, Cletus, which came about from a spontaneous on-air comedy sketch. And they're going to explain. We kind of explained this, but then you guys pulled Alan into the mix on all of this craziness. Tell us about it.
Well, it was, I think we were on one of Alan's shows. He does, like, he had a show called Indie Live Jukebox, and he was having a lot of technical problems that day. And we were kind of, there's a chat room going on at the same time. So we were joking in the chat room and blaming all the technical problems on Lego Alan. Around the same time, he had played a brand new liner that Holly Nicole Combs had recorded, where she does this real sexy voice, and it's just kind of a comedic, you know, drop for the station that she did. Alan started on this comedy bit where Lego Alan was getting all hot for Holly, and he threw them in the drawer, and, you know, of course, what transpired in there, we don't know exactly, but it turned out that Holly had an alien love child with Lego Alan, so...
There we go. Cletus was born from that sketch right there. And I mean, she won. Well, actually, she didn't win, which was shocking, for the Dynamic Duo of the Year. So, the non-human Brick Star of the Year, who won the award, guys?
And the award goes to Alan and Holly's alien love child, Cletus.
Look at that. The love child continues. They didn't get the win for the Dynamic Duo of the Year, which was shocking, but they redeem themselves and get the win for the non-human Brick Star of the Year. You can't go wrong there. Holly Nicole, if she's listening, which she probably is listening, she was supposed to record us some liners as well, so we're still waiting for that info at CowboyJoeRadio.com. Holly.
She's got every reason to.
That's right.
Exactly. Now she's a winner on the show from the 2019 Lego Indie Music Awards. Here's their song. It's Sweet Child of Mine. It's G&R, the most adorable mini-me, is next. CowboyJoeRadio.com. It's the 2019 Lego Indie Music Awards right here on CowboyJoeRadio.com. They're all from the minds of our co-hosts, Steve and Diane Moore from the Cranberry Merchants. And before we get to Category 7, the most adorable mini-me, we have a joke for you. So C, E flat, and G walk into a bar. Sorry, the bartender says to E flat,
We don't serve minors here.
That's terrible.
Okay, so I got another one for you. What's the difference between a conductor and God?
I don't know. What?
God doesn't think he's a conductor. Knock some conductors down. All the conductors just shut the show off right there. Category 7. We have only two categories left. The most adorable mini-me. All 30 contestants were nominated for this one. Tell us a little bit about how this one went, guys.
Actually, the winner of this one, kind of like Ellen, pretty much ran away with it.
This was probably the biggest margin for a winner. I mean, once ads went out by that person, I mean, across all their social media, I mean, it just blew up. So this is probably like the biggest.
Everybody got some votes, but this was an easy winner to call.
This was the easiest of the bunch.
This was a runaway. Wow.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, let's tell them the most adorable mini-me. The winner is
Jordan Adler from J-Man Radio, baby.
Well, there you go. Congratulations to Jordan Adler from J-Man Radio. He's the most adorable mini-me. Now, Jordan, I imagine, he was probably slamming this big time or getting his people to vote.
He was. He put the word out all across all the J-Man platforms, all across his own social media. He was all over it. God love Jordan.
And he has absolutely loved this from day one, because we found out he too is a Lego hobbyist. So he was all into it.
Exactly.
He was excited about his Lego figurine. Now, the J-Man, is there award? Is there year end? Is it done? Is the voting started? Tell us.
Well, the one that we had won, that was back in the spring, I believe. I think the voting was in the spring and ended in summer, if I'm not mistaken.
In June.
He's got a top 100 show coming at the end of the year, though. That's going to be pretty cool. It's got some amazing, amazing musicians in the playlist. I mean, we're in there with like all kinds of great Indy Butterflies Dream, Mikhail Tauber, Scissor Sisters, Jennifer Milot, all kinds of people. It's going to be something to hear.
Yeah, I think the voting's going on till
December 1st.
Yes.
So there you go. So go and vote for the Cranberry Merchants for the J-Man Radio Year End Music Awards, and make sure you vote for somebody that their music came out 2019, not in 1997.
Exactly.
If you wouldn't mind.
Exactly. Jordan Adler, here's his song, I'm Too Sexy. It's Right Said Fred. We're going to come back, and we have something huge next on the show. We have the debut of brand new music from our guests, Steve and Diane Moore from the Cranberry Merchants. You do not want to go anywhere. It's the 2019 Lego Indie Music Awards right here on CowboyJoeRadio.com. It's the 2019 Lego Indie Music Awards right here on CowboyJoeRadio.com. It's sponsored by the International Singer-Songwriters Association. We have two of their members on the show with us. They're Steve and Diane Moore from the Cranberry Merchants. Their EP, In the Blood, is out now. And tonight, we've been waiting. I've been pestering them. I've been tormenting them for months about when is new music coming. And it has arrived. Key Essence, the brand new Cranberry Merchants song. Tell us about this masterpiece, guys.
The song is inspired by a famous painting by a German artist named Lindbergh. It was called Heilig Schutzengel, which means guardian angel. When I was a little kid, this painting was hung in my bedroom. It actually used to kind of freak me out a little bit because for a little kid, it's kind of scary looking. It's this dark sky with a couple little kids crossing over this rickety looking bridge, but there's a guardian angel watching over them. Parents used to use the whole guardian angel scenario to, you know, kind of quell fears of being afraid of things in the dark and the kind of stuff little kids are afraid of. So that's kind of what the inspiration behind the song is. The music itself just represents the kind of chaos and anxiety. And then the lyrics are about the angel bringing quiescence, which is kind of another word for tranquility or stillness or rest.
Yeah, and when you look it up, it says inactivity or dormancy, which is kind of like resting, or like an animal in rest.
Right, it's got several different meanings.
Quiescence. I don't even think I've ever seen the word until you guys sent me the track, and I was like, what? Crazy.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and actually the lyrics to this I had written quite a while back. I've got a lot of lyrics that, you know, are still looking for melodies, but this one, I think at the time that I wrote it, it was a new word to me, and I just liked the way it sounded, and so, you know, I rolled with it.
This is the longest track you guys have ever recorded. Did you realize that when it happened, or not at all?
We don't usually time ourselves when we do something. I mean, just kind of, I think John Anderson from Yes had said something before about, like, well, you don't stop the music, you just let it stop itself. And we always kind of do things that way.
Yeah, it's kind of like, well, when it's over, it's over.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's got the thunder at the beginning. It gets your attention, and then it almost has a little, I think, a little scary, a little Halloween effect. I don't know if that's because we just came out of Halloween or if that's just how the song happened, but explain that, the beginning, the intro of this thing.
Well, I think Diane wanted to have the guardian angel be kind of a badass guardian angel to a point.
So. Yeah, because, I mean, this is a rock song, so, of course, she needs to be cool.
There you
but,
go.
But, yeah, it's, you know, like I said, all of that just kind of represents all the things that she's protecting you from, whether it's, you know, storm or danger or anxiety, whatever it is that's going on around you, and that's what's represented in the music. That's what she's keeping you safe from.
Now, when I've been harassing you guys the last couple of months about new music, this isn't the track that you guys began with, right? This is the second track.
This is, well, we were originally working on about two or three. This was one of those two or three, but I can't remember. Not the first one we were talking to you about, but it was in that first collection, I'll say.
Now, Diane, your singing method on Quiescence, totally different from In the Blood.
Yeah, absolutely. On In the Blood, I mean, just really to even be able to hit the notes in the Blood, I had to pretty much scream it. But this one, I wanted it to sound a little bit darker, a little bit more something that kind of would suggest the anxiety that a person is feeling. We also have a little bit of praying in there too. So
Diane also did a little bit of a reworking of it. We had an earlier draft that I think between the two, Diane kind of reworked it and rethought it. And I guess the best way to put it, since I know what both versions sound like, is she kind of swapped out a little fire and brimstone for drama, I guess would be a good way to put it.
Well, there we go. Let's hear it. The drama, the build. Suspense, here we go. Quiescence. It's the brand new song, the debut of the brand new Cranberry Merchant song, Quiescence. It's right now. It's the 2019 LEGO Indie Music Awards right here on CowboyJoeRadio.com. It's the 2019 LEGO Indie Music Awards right here on CowboyJoeRadio.com. My name is Lump. You can send us an email, info@CowboyJoeRadio.com. If you'd like to send us any of your music, we will play you Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, 4 until 6 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, 6 until 8 o'clock. It's all independent artists for 2 hours, 3 days a week right here on CowboyJoeRadio.com. And every one of those days, you can hear our guest hosts, Steve and Diane Moore from the Cranberry Merchants. Their EP, In the Blood, is out now. Quiescence, their brand new song. If you just missed it, well, you're shit out of luck. You just missed it. The last category of tonight's show, the favorite indie music DJ. A lot of nominees. Let's run down the nominees. Alan Wayne from Indie Star Radio. Myself, Jeff Rickett from Cowboy Joe Radio. Jordan Adler from J-Man Radio. Raymond Rowe, a.k.a. Patches, from the Independence Network. Joshua Falls, a.k.a. DJ Joshy, from Pure Beat Radio. John Vanacker from Nuclear Spectrum Radio. Glenn's Rudd from the Menace House of Indies. Struthy from DJ Struth Mate Show. Duzzy Clayton from SME Fusion Radio. Shelly McRobbie from The Scene with Shelly. And Rick Landstrom from Music Mafia Radio. Holy cow, that's a list of nominees. Who is the favorite indie music DJ?
The winner of the favorite music indie DJ is
Jeff Rickett from Cowboy Joe Radio.
Wow! Holy cow!
Woo-hoo!
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm shocked.
You and Rick Landstrom were slugging it out for, pretty much the entire time. It's been the last few days, I think, that once you started advertising, you started to pull ahead. And you took it.
Yeah, you are a testament to the power of advertising.
Yes.
Yeah, because I didn't advertise that much.
Well, compared to the other DJs, though, you did.
Yeah.
I guess the other DJs didn't at all.
Well, you and Rick were definitely slugging it out, though. It's like we were kind of, it would go this way and then that way and this way and that way. And we were watching that one, too. It's like, okay.
Wow. Well, thank you to anyone.
So congratulations.
And everyone that voted for myself on Cowboy Joe Radio. .com. I appreciate it. I didn't have any Sabrina Fowler robots, no squirrels, no assistants in my voting. So
just your adoring public.
Just my adoring fans of CowboyJoeRadio.com. So if you could see me, I'm bright red from blushing from my win. I'd like to thank the Academy. I'd like to thank Steve and Diane Moore from the Cranberry Merchants for making my lovely figure. I'm going to have to buy a cowboy hat and a boombox, so I can look just like my figure. That's why I didn't win the best likeness to the real deal. That was my downfall, because no one knew that was me when they saw my figure.
Yeah, because actually, I think of the DJs, well, the Cowboy Joe Radio logo, which is actually what was being imitated there, that was actually, I think, the first radio station-related figure that we made.
Yeah,
and that was for that Afternoon Delights ad.
So, yes, I was one of the first, and it paid off. So big thanks to anyone and everyone that voted out there for the favorite indie music DJ. It was me. So, DJ, hit that button. It's Dead or Alive. We will come back and wrap this up. And don't go anywhere, because you might still be a winner. It's the 2019 LEGO Indie Music Awards right here at CowboyJoeRadio.com. It's the 2019 LEGO Indie Music Awards right here on CowboyJoeRadio.com. It's been presented or sponsored by the International Singer-Songwriters Association. My name is Jeff Rickett, a.k.a. The Lump. I've had Steve and Diane Moore from the Cranberry Merchants co-hosting the show with us. And guys, as we wrap this thing up, we have still a drawing of voter winners. We have 10 more people that are going to win some ISA stickers. Can you run down, give us the rundown of the winners on that?
Okay, the winners are Darius, also known as Super Darius. I know he's a DJ on SME Fusion. Also winner is Mitch Oliver. Next one is the band Seven and Counting. Next one is Nikki Monique. Our next winner is Jose Alvaro.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Next one is Nina Fossa. I know she's also an IC member.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
We also have a winner with Clint Mitchell, who he had a figure in the running. He didn't win there, but he won here.
Awesome.
Also, Emily Wim is a winner.
Wonderful.
And then we have Raymond Rowe, who was one of the DJs that you were up against.
Woohoo!
And then the last one, they only left their email address. They didn't leave a name, but the beginning of the email address says Andy99UK. So I guess you know who you are.
Andy from the UK.
That's right. And we'll be emailing everybody with instructions on how to get in touch with Tammany to have your sticker sent to you for your prize.
So keep a lookout for your email this week. You can get your ISA sticker. So big thanks to everyone out there that voted, that participated, that took the time to even look at all the figures. And a big thanks to Steve and Diane Moore. It's crazy how sometimes you just run into dumb luck. And that's exactly what you guys did with these LEGO figures.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's really just the whole thing has been kind of our variation on like a Happy Friday post, and it just took off and everybody appreciates it. Everybody has a great sense of humor about it. We just love everybody who participated. We can't thank y'all enough for just taking part in the fun. It was a great way to spend some time with friends.
If you missed any of tonight's show, we will replay it Wednesday night after the takeover right here on CowboyJoeRadio.com. So it'll be around 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. after the takeover on Wednesday. Big thanks to Steve and Diane Moore from the Cranberry Merchants. What's next? Are we going to keep the Lego figures? Are we going to start doing corn figures? Anything in the works?
Well, we've only got Lego to work with, so we'll see how it goes. You know, if this goes over well enough, who knows? There might be a 2020 award.
Wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Go and like them on Facebook. Follow them on Twitter. They're on Instagram. They're everywhere. CranberryMerchants.com. Their brand new single, Key Essence, is out now. Go and buy that. You can grab it at iTunes, Amazon Music, anywhere music is sold. And be on the lookout. The Mega Holiday Extravaganza is coming in December. You do not want to miss that. Over 10 independent artists are going to be on that show. I am the Lump for Steve and Diane Moore from the Cranberry Merchants. Thank you so much for listening. This has been the 2019 LEGO Indie Music Awards exclusively right here on CowboyJoeRadio.com.
Thanks for listening to the 2019 LEGO Indie Music Awards. Hosted by Jeff Rickett, along with Steve and Diane Moore from the Cranberry Merchants. Exclusively right here on CowboyJoeRadio.com.
Everything is awesome.